In the gospel reading today, we hear about our Lord cleansing the temple of all these people who were buying and selling. And as he tips over their tables and pushes them out, then they ask the question, what sign can you do to be able to demonstrate why you're doing this? And he said to them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And we're told that he was speaking of the temple of his body. Now that obviously is important with regard to the resurrection as our Lord is speaking here, but it also has profound implications for you and me, because his body is a human body. His body is not divine. He is a divine person, but he has a human body, which means his body is exactly like ours, from the exact same nature as ours. So if his body is a temple, so is yours. Now don't take my word for that. It's St. Paul that tells us that. He said, do you not know that the temple of God is holy, and you are that temple? And he says further, that did you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit dwells within you. Now, where one person of God is, all three are present. And so it's actually the Holy Trinity that dwells inside of us if we are in the state of sanctifying grace. We are the temple of the Lord. We are called to be holy. That's something that oftentimes we don't recognize within ourselves. What we do instead is we listen to the lies of the devil instead of to the truth of God. It's the devil who keeps telling us that we are worthless, that we are trash, that we are garbage. God doesn't see you that way. God looks at a person that he created in love, a person made to love and to be loved. He sees a person made in his own image and likeness who has immense dignity that he gave to them. And that's the point we have to recognize, because what the devil is going to do is to show you all of your sins, show you your weaknesses and all your failures, and say, see, you don't have any dignity. See how worthless you are. See how rotten you are. Your dignity, remember, is a gift that God gave you. It is not something you earned. It is not something you've deserved. It is not something that you have achieved on your own. And if you can just live a little better, maybe you'll have more dignity or whatever. No. The dignity that you have was given at the moment you were conceived. And absolutely nothing can change that dignity. No matter what you have done, no matter what has been done to you, yes, we can violate our own dignity and so can others, but we cannot reduce our dignity. We cannot change our dignity. But what we are called to do is to act in accordance with our dignity. But first, that means we have to accept it. So if I were to stand here and simply say, look, you're made in the image and likeness of God, you're going to say, I know that. It's right on the first page of the Bible. It's not a question of whether you know it. It's a question of whether you believe it. It's not about what's up here, because you know what the truth is. It's about what's down here, because that's where we have to receive it. That's where we get ourselves into trouble. Because we know the truth, we don't necessarily believe it. So we need to let that truth sink in. And that's a little bit difficult for us sometimes, because just as what we heard in the second reading, when St. Paul says to us that the Jews demand signs and the Greeks look for wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. In other words, when you look at Jesus, and that is Jesus Christ crucified, that doesn't look like wisdom. That doesn't even look like it's anything good or attractive. In fact, the prophet Isaiah says regarding the Messiah that he was so beaten that his appearance was marred beyond that of human semblance. There was nothing that was there to attract anybody. So obviously nobody is drawn to the cross because this looks fun and exciting. Because there we can see in the face of Jesus how wonderful everything is. No, we have to look beyond what we can see to be able to recognize the love of God, to be able to recognize what the Lord is doing and who He is. There's nothing there on the surface. And the same may be true of your own self. If you go home today and you look in the mirror and you say, wow, now that is beautiful because that is made in the image and likeness of God. It's like, yeah, we've got a different problem if we're doing that. You have to be able to look beyond what you can see. Yes, your face is indeed made in the image and likeness of God. But the beauty is on the inside, not on the outside. But if we can't recognize this in ourselves, we have to be able to understand the consequences. If I can't recognize my own dignity, I can't recognize yours either, because we're all equal. Again, go back to the first page of the Bible. It does not say that God created some human beings more equal than others. We're all made in His image and likeness, and we're all equal. So if I'm trash, and so are you, do I really want to believe that? If I can't see my own dignity, how can I see your dignity? Because we're equal. And if I somehow think that you are less than, that just makes me less than, because we're equal. So unless we can see the dignity of each person, we're sunk. And that, again, we have to be able to see something deeper. Remember Mother Teresa of Calcutta, when she would be picking up the people on the streets that literally, I mean, their flesh was literally rotting, and there were insects living in the wounds in these people. It was gross, it was disgusting. And people would say to her, how can you do this? And she said, I see Jesus in them. Obviously, she didn't see Jesus in anything exterior. It was what was on the inside. She recognized their dignity. And she loved them as such. So we have to struggle with this. Because again, it's the devil who's letting you know what a loser you are and how horrible you are and rotten and whatever else it is that he's trying to tell you. Whatever lies it is that he knows you will accept, that's what he's going to keep telling you. We have to keep coming back to the truth. Because as St. Paul said, the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. The weakness of God is stronger than human strength. The wisdom of God is to make us in His own image and likeness. The wisdom of God then is to make us so that we would know the truth and so that we would be able to love and so we would be able to share His life. But that's the struggle for us. So if we're going to be able to accept this, to be able to say, okay, if I truly believe this, then I have to live it. It's not enough to be able to say, yeah, I know I'm made in the image and likeness of God, so what? I want to sin anyway. Well, then we're not acting in the image and likeness of God if we're doing that. So in the first reading today, we're given the Ten Commandments to be able to say, how is it that we're supposed to live? How do we act as members of Christ, as persons made in the image and likeness of God? Well, the first three commandments, if we break them down, are all about love of God. The next seven are about love of neighbor. And what did Jesus tell us are the two greatest commandments? Love God with your whole heart and soul and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. There you are. So do we really believe that we're made in the image and likeness of God? Well, you can just look at how well you're following the commandments. Think about what's going on in America today. Maybe we aren't bowing down before some statue of some false god. But have we made money or materialism or something else into a false god? Second commandment tells us that we can't use God's name in vain. My goodness, you can hardly listen to a conversation today without God's name being used in vain how many times? And if you go to a movie, I think it's almost required of a movie to use the Lord's name in vain at least a dozen times in a movie. Or somehow it's not acceptable as a movie. Third commandment tells us to keep holy the Lord's day. If you've driven past any kind of shopping center on a Sunday, you can't find a parking spot in one of those places. The businesses are open, and tragically, people are going there on Sunday. So to say, well, I went to church, that's good. It didn't say keep an hour of the Lord's day holy. It said keep the Lord's day holy. Are we doing that? So once again, do we really believe that we're made in the image and likeness of God? Do we really believe in the dignity that God gave us? Because if we do, we're going to act that way. And we're going to treat people with the respect and dignity that God gave to them. Do we do that? Those are the things that we can all be looking at. And so if we go back to the gospel then and put it into context, when our Lord chased these people out of the temple, he said to them, you're turning my Father's house into a marketplace. If we look at the other three gospels, they simply said, you're turning my house into a den of thieves. So now look inside again and ask, where have I made God's temple into a marketplace or a den of thieves? Where am I taking something that should be given to God and I'm not giving it to him? Where am I looking to find ways of trying to compromise compromise the Lord? Those are the kinds of things we need to look at, and then ask the Lord to clean the house. He's not going to force anything on you. Again, he made you with dignity. He made you with a free will. He's not going to force you to do anything. So he go into his Father's house, he can kick all these people out. But he's going to come to your house, to the temple that is you. You have to want it cleaned. So it has to be your free will to ask him to help you to get rid of the sins, to help you to get rid of anything that you're putting before him, to help you to get rid of whatever it is that may be offensive to him, that anything where we're not accepting and living according to our dignity. Ask him to help you to get rid of it. Because after all, you're the temple of the Lord. It's dedicated to him. Therefore, he wants all the rest of this garbage out. This is his temple. So ask him to help you if you really want that to happen. But then again, ask yourself seriously, do I really want that? In other words, do I really want to be the temple of the Lord? Or do I want to listen to what the devil's telling me? You see, it's not as simple as it should be. It's pretty obvious what the truth is. Accepting it down here is the problem. Putting it into practice, that's where we struggle. So yes, continue to accept the truth, but embrace it and live it. Because that's how God made you. He gave you a mind to know the truth. He gave you a heart or will to be able to love. He gave you your soul to share his life. So to live the truth in love, that's what it's about. That's your dignity. That's what it means to be a human person. So let's go back where we started. You are the temple of the Lord. And the temple of the Lord is holy. And the Holy Trinity, if you were in the state of grace, dwells within you. So accept your dignity, embrace that dignity, and live your life in accordance with that dignity.